Now we mark the 52-week anniversary of the night that David Ayers stepped in for Peter Mrazek and James Reimer. The Carolina Hurricanes beat the Toronto Maple Leafs down at Scotiabank Arena. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, David Ayers. Happy anniversary, pal.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you on. It's been a weird year because there was so much that came of this, late night talk shows and whatnot for you in the immediate aftermath, but then the pandemic hit like 3 weeks later, and that shut a lot of things down. How would you describe the last year in terms of what you experienced right after the game and then what was planned but maybe didn't happen because the world changed?
Well, yeah, obviously the first couple weeks after the game were a little crazy. It took a while before I could even remember half the stuff that I did, but you know, I had a lot of stuff planned. I was going, you know, all over the place to do different events, and obviously, yeah, like you said, COVID shut it down. So, still got to do a lot of stuff just virtually. So, it was still great to be a part of a lot of things, and got to do a lot of golfing in the summer.
What's been like the strangest request that you've received, where you talk to your agent or one of your buddies that handles this stuff for you? What's been like the craziest thing that's happened where you're like, really, they want me to come out and do that? Or they want me to be part of this event? Has there been any one of those?
I don't know if there's anything strange. I think, you know, maybe the strangest thing I get is just somehow people find your address and send you some stuff. But other than that, I don't think there's anything too strange. Maybe driving a Zamboni through a mall, I think, was one of the requests.
Do we want to ask you what are some of the things you've received in the mail? Do we even want to go there?
Well, I don't know about that, but people are pretty creative.
I guess we'll leave it at that. Theater of their mind, right? We'll leave it to the imagination. With David Ayers, Zamboni driver down at the Ford Performance Center, who, of course, beat the Maple Leafs 1 year ago today, stepping in for Peter Mrazek and James Reimer in that Maple Leafs-Hurricanes game. What, and this may seem like a strange question, David, because you've probably talked about it 2,000 times, but Ziggy and I were discussing this earlier in the show. Are there pockets of that night that you don't remember? Like, we imagine that the game itself, once you got in, must be a blur.
Yeah, it definitely was. I was just watching a video that my buddy posted on Facebook, and he was at the game just smashing the glass behind me. And just listening to what they were saying, being on the ice, I had no idea what he was saying, but it was hilarious. And he was just trying to get my attention. But those are the things that you don't really remember unless something like that comes up. And I think the most vivid thing for me is someone brought up the fact that I played the puck before they even scored on me. And I thought I played the puck after they scored on me. So, like you said, it's a bit of a blur still to me to this day.
Do anyone from the Hurricanes still reach out to you? Like, do you ever hear from them, from, you know, Justin Williams or anybody that, you know? Yeah, I know you kind of went down there a couple times, right, after the game. That's correct?
Right. I went down there once. I was supposed to go back in March when the Leafs were going to play. But the guys, you know, sent me a couple messages the other day, which is kind of cool to hear from some of the guys, Rod and Reimer and Stahl. They all kind of sent a couple messages through video, so that was pretty cool.
With David Ayers, tell us about the work with your kidney foundation. This is one of the things that you really brought to the forefront, David, in the aftermath of all of this. How is that going? And just remind us where we can donate and be a part.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest part over the last year, being able to work with the Kidney Foundation in Canada and the U.S. And it's gone well. We raised $100,000, I think, in a month when we did the emergency kidney fund during the first wave of COVID. And I keep doing it, you know, almost every day. Someone kind of reaches out to me and says, thank you for everything that I've been doing for the Kidney Foundation. So that's great. Anytime anyone wants to donate, they can go to the Kidney Foundation website, kidneyfoundation.ca, and then they'll be able to help some families out, that's for sure.
So I saw you on the ice the other day with Steve Dangle and Jeff Merrick. One, can you tell us what you did? And I have a follow-up to that, if you can talk about it. What can you talk about what you guys were doing?
Yeah, we were just having a little bit of fun. You know, Steve kind of put out that video last year about how the Leafs lost to a 42-year-old Zamboni driver. So we decided to have a little bit of fun over that, and I put him in the net and see how good he was.
Okay, because Scotty lost a bet. The reason I'm asking is Scotty lost a bet to me a couple months ago.
Which I still need to pay off, but COVID's prevented it so far.
So he has to go in net, but he needs lessons from someone before I go and shoot on him. And we're just kind of wondering if maybe you'd come out with us and, you know, we're going to bring the whole Sportsnet crew. We're going to film everything, make a big production out of it. And what better way than to have David Ayers come out and show Scotty how to come and play in net and stop an NHLer.
This is called negotiating on the air when you can't say no, David.
Hey, I wouldn't say no to that ever. So that'd be a lot of fun. I know that Ziggy scored on me before practice when I first started with the Marlies, but I know he's going to bury a bunch of them on you.
What do I need to worry about? The stuff in tight, or is this guy just going to go for my melon from just inside the blue line?
He doesn't have a ring for nothing, you know? He's got skill, so he's going to bury it all the time.
David, thanks so much for joining us and reliving a year ago. I'm sure you'll mark this date every year for the rest of your life. Just a crazy night, an unpredictable night, and that's what makes it special, even if it hurt Leafs fans. We appreciate your time. Stay well, and we will be in touch when the pandemic lifts about throwing some pads on and seeing if I can't learn how to be a goaltender.
Absolutely. I'll help you out. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
I appreciate it.